This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was asked by his disciples what would be the sign of his coming and the end of the world. And Christ gave several characteristics, several concepts, several events to watch. He talked about religious deception. He talked about wars and rumors of wars. He talked about earthquakes, other natural catastrophes. He talked about famine. He talked about disease epidemics. But he also said, don't be troubled. These things have to happen, but the end isn't quite there yet. You read that in the book of Mark. But also you read in the book of Matthew that he goes on to say, but these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, when he talked about these events, we have seen all of them throughout the centuries. However, he was talking about increased intensity, especially when it comes to wars and rumors of wars, when it comes to religious deception, famine, disease epidemics, earthquakes. They would get stronger and stronger. Christ talked about the fact that first there would be nation fighting against nation and then kingdom against kingdom. And so we've had already two world wars. And the Bible clearly prophesies that a third world war, World War III, is going to occur. And it is going to occur and being fought with nuclear weapons. Now some say mankind could not be that crazy to do that. And they overlook the fact that we have already used nuclear weapons twice in World War II. It was interesting to me that an article was published on August 26 by webmarketshop.com. And they played out 10 potential scenarios, many of which would lead, if they come to fruition, to a nuclear World War III. And some of the scenarios are a little bit far-fetched in light of biblical prophecy. Some of the things probably are not going to happen, but others might very well. And so I'd like to just quickly discuss with you some of the things they are talking about. First of all, they are saying that the only constant is how horrifying these conflicts could potentially be. And then they are talking about a China-Russia war. Now, let me just say, there is nothing in the Bible indicating that. But then they're also talking about a war between Europe and Russia. And that is indeed something the Bible says is going to happen. And that is going to be a war which is going to be fought with nuclear weapons. A war between continental Europe and Russia and other Far Eastern nations. But you see, this is not the event which will trigger World War III. Another event will trigger World War III, and that is a war which this article doesn't even talk about. They don't seem to understand biblical prophecy at all, because the war which will trigger World War III is an attack of a European power bloc on the United States of America, on Great Britain, on other nations, including the State of Israel. And according to biblical prophecy, that is how the Great Tribulation is going to begin. And this article doesn't seem to understand that at all. They're talking about all kinds of things. They're talking about a war within Saudi Arabia. They're talking about a war between India and Pakistan. None of that, when it comes to the war between India and Pakistan, even though there are nuclear powers, is prophesied in Scripture. Now, it is interesting, however, what the conclusion would be, and if you apply that to other situations, you see how devastating this nuclear war, which is going to occur, will be, it says, tens of millions would perish. The nuclear winter would destroy crops across Asia, leading to mass famines. Well, wherever that nuclear war is going to be fought, it's going to lead to mass famines. And so, again, the question is, how can we know? What should we watch? We should definitely watch events taking place in the Middle East, but most certainly in Europe. And in order for a European power bloc to be even able to attack in a nuclear war the United States, and to win that war, as the Bible clearly says, there got to be a unification of Europe, and there got to be a European army. And former East Bloc countries understand this. And so it is interesting that The Local wrote on August 26 that Eastern EU countries pleaded with Angela Merkel to create a European army. It says they were pushing for the creation of a joint army as they met with Germany for talks on sketching Europe's post-Brexit future. And so people are mentioned like Viktor Orban, Hungary's, it says, right-wing prime minister. It talks about leftist Czech premier, Mr. Sobotka. They all are talking about pushing for a European army. So did, of course, Poland. It says that right after Britain left the EU, or at least announced that they would, Poland's powerful right-wing leader called for EU institutional reforms that would forge a confederation of nation states under a president in charge of a powerful common military. Did you get that? The Bible says that ultimately there will be 10 nations or groups of nations who will give their power and their authority to a very charismatic leader, you might call him a president, who will be in charge of a European army. Now, I don't think that these people who are pushing for a European army have any clue that that is something they must do in order to fulfill biblical prophecy, but that is how it looks. Here's another outstanding article by Express, which was published on August 30. And notice what the plans are. Again, plans which are completely and totally in accordance with biblical prophecy, but plans which apparently those people who are proposing them don't know that that is the case. It says a federalist blueprint to turn Europe into a super state with its own government, army, and paramilitary police force has been unveiled by a top Brussels politician. And we're talking about Mr. Guy Verhofstadt, the leader of the Liberals, even, in the European Parliament. He has launched a six-point plan, which he hopes to start implementing within the next 6 months. He calls for radical reform of the European Commission, which makes Brussels law to turn it into a small European government made up of 12 ministers. Now, it can easily be reduced to 10 when the time is ripe. It goes on to say that he also calls for a European FBI, which would have the power to launch police operations in any member state operating above and beyond the local authorities, and he calls once again for the creation of an EU border force and coast guard to take over control of policing the continent's frontiers or frontiers from national governments. To that end, Verhofstadt reiterates controversial calls for a European army, which have already been repeatedly made by his boss, Brussels chief Jean-Claude Juncker, and are believed to be favored by German leader Angela Merkel. Now here, listen carefully, is the rationale. That is what is really also behind this call for a European army. It says, only a European army with a unity in command will increase our capacity to defend ourselves. Only then will we be capable to defeat ISIS. Only then can we stand up to Putin again, and only then will we possess a credible alternative for the Americans. You see, it has to happen, my friends. It has to happen because a European army will have to be in existence, a very powerful army with nuclear capability to be able to fight and win against the United States of America and Great Britain, and that is clearly prophesied. And you need to know these things. Now, you may say, why? I don't care about it because I can't do anything about it anyhow. God is telling you to watch because he wants you to realize how short the time is. The world is in complete darkness. The world is asleep. Paul says they don't even know what's going on, and then the disaster will overtake them like a thief in the night. And he says, but I don't want you to be in darkness. God wants you to change because God is offering you a possibility to be rescued from these terrible events which are going to happen. But you see, God is not going to rescue you in your sins. He wants you to be, first of all, rescuing yourself from your sins. That is why you need to change. That is why you need to repent. That is why you need to understand how short the time is. Because let me tell you, my friends, the time is very short, much shorter than you may realize. We have prepared many booklets about this topic. I would recommend that you ask for our booklet on the 10 European revivals of the ancient Roman Empire. Just ask for the 10 European revivals and ask for our booklet on Europe in Prophecy. You need to know this information so that you can make a very logical and balanced and biblical decision for your own life. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.